People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with Everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
Today on Don't You Know, we visit with Andy Mouse from the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. After that, Doug Westerman and I, Terry Tenseth, take you through all the events happening in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original broadcast lineup through Friday. Be in the know with Don't You Know, right now. Good rainy afternoon. I hope you have your boat ready, because we are in flash flood warnings, I think, maybe, or flood watch, something of that nature. We have been really? For like a week.
Oh,
every morning I wake up and there's a flood watch thing
because
on my
phone. Rains every day now.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That's just what happens.
That's what
now.
It is. We are now Seattle.
It's the new normal. Rains every day.
Well, the ground's wet. So you're here. Uh-huh. You came in. You braved the storm. And you have things going on, stuff and things. Something about x-ray vision, mm-hmm. where you don't need the glasses.
No, you don't need the glasses. At the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, we have three temporary exhibitions. Well, actually two up right now as of today, but one opening up this week on May 16th. And you're talking about x-ray vision fish inside out.
Ooh.
I know, it's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
But kind of in a good way. It's from the Smithsonian. It's inspired by a book where this person showed these very sort of graceful, well-composed images of x-ray fish, part of which to show skeletal anatomy for scientific understanding, but also as an art form. And that's obviously where the museum comes in. We're sort of interested in this intersection between art and science with a lot of what we do. That's what we were doing a bit anyway with the now closed Sarah Lubinsky exhibition, because she was a botanist and then she turned into a painter. So she has this foot in both worlds as far as understanding, you know, like what leaf is that, you know, but also being able to paint it in very sort of unscientific, heartfelt ways. And this is similar to that. And anyway, it's a great fit for the museum for obvious reasons. And that show is May 16th to August 10th, 2014.
Wow. Uh-huh. So get an inside view.
And just in time for the fish opener.
Yeah, there you go.
Except you can't go fishing these days because, remember, it rains.
It's raining every day.
I suppose you could fish in the rain, but it's just not.
You could fish in your boat if this keeps up. You don't even have to take it out.
Right.
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 Right. Other water things or other things happening down by you.
Yeah, it's always watery.
Yeah. Japanese prints, right?
We do. We have Japanese prints on loan from the Lauren Rogers Museum of Art in Mississippi. It's called The Floating World, Ukiyo-e prints from the Lauren Rogers Museum of Art, which I already mentioned. It's the second exhibition in the museum's woodcut print series. So we're doing three woodcut prints shows this year. This is the second one. And then later on this summer, we have a guy from Wisconsin, from Viroqua, Wisconsin.
How dare you? No, I'm kidding.
We love Wisconsin. You know, we are on the border.
I know.
Yes.
I know. I ignore that fact.
Well.
No, we love it.
We don't. The museum doesn't participate in this Minnesota-Wisconsin rivalry that so many people seem to think exists. That me, being from North Dakota, think, oh my gosh, why are we fighting? This is so weird. Just be happy. You have a beautiful state, both of you.
It's okay.
With lots of great resources. So anyway, the guy's name is Nick Robleski. He's going to be showing here later in the summer. So anyway, two great woodcut print exhibitions back to back, one historical and one contemporary. But his work is inspired by Japanese prints. And so as so much of modernism, beginning in the 20th century, now contemporary artists today, there's just the influence of the Japanese prints is truly profound. And that's part of the reason why I love them so much, because you can look at something from the 18th century and, you know, it looks like it was just made, because it's just has this kind of very interesting compositions, flat space, bright colors, the kinds of things that we are now in design and art we think is normal, but it was not normal back then. And so they're definitely way ahead of their time. And these very graceful lines, too, that is sort of the main characteristic of the prints. It's something that I think everyone needs to experience, is that show, The Floating World.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Now, you said there's going to be
Did I oversell it? I just love it that much.
No, I think he did good. You know what? Like, you know when you go into a grocery store and it says, wow, special? Uh-huh. You just did that.
It's pretty special.
Yeah, it is.
It is pretty special.
Bam!
Sponsored by Winona National Bank, too. I should mention that. So thanks to them, we're able to do really great things.
Mm-hmm. We have good business partnerships in this town when it comes to the arts.
We do. Merchants Bank, Winona National Bank, absolutely. We have actually a page on our website that lists all of our organizational members that help us do awesome stuff. So if people are curious to know what a great giving community that they live in, they can click on that link.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, don't you have some kind of printmaking festival coming up?
We have a print fair.
Oh, ho. Oh.
I'm drinking coffee, by the way.
That's okay. I was,
and,
too.
And the coffee is now mixed half with rain because I carried it from my car.
Do you have disdain?
It tastes fine. The rain? It's okay. It's okay. Coffee is mostly functional, so...
Gotta have your fix. Got it. Understood.
Yes, we have a print fair coming up in August. It is August 8th is the print fair preview party, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. That's $10 for museum members and $15 for non-members. And then we have a print fair, which is on Saturday, August 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., sponsored by Wesley United Methodist Church. So basically, the museum from 10 to 3 is going to be free and open to the public at the museum on that day, on Saturday, August 9th, thanks to support from Wesley Methodist. But we're also going to have, like, oh, I don't know, 8 or 9 artists are going to be there. And at the preview party, we're also going to have some special guests, and I'm going to be doing a tour. But during the actual print fair, there should be some great artworks to explore. And maybe if you decide to buy some prints, it's a good way to start an art collection.
There you go.
It's the way I started. Well, that's most of my personal art collection. So anyway, I love prints. I feel like it's probably, aside from now, photography, I think, is probably taken its place. But it used to be probably the most democratic art form, meaning I'm not talking about politics, but talking about the most widely accessible. It was the way that people could experience the world and start an art collection, prints through books and also prints on their wall, you know, so that anyway, it has had, I think, a very positive impact on the shape of society over the centuries.
We're always bringing pictures of the outside inside. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're always doing that. Do you think it's human nature to always want to be outside?
It gives me an idea. You know, I'm also an artist. I think we should do prints of the inside and put them outside.
Oh!
Like, hang them on trees.
This is my toilet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Interior views and put them, yeah, like on trees and stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be
great.
Any art students out there, you can take that idea.
Do it. But we do want to know about it when it happens.
Yeah. It'd be great fun. Just put them around town. Framed. They got to be framed so they look domestic.
Yeah.
I think that is interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason that people love this area of the world, this southeastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, because it's gorgeous. There's lots of arts and culture. I mean, there's obviously a lot of outdoor recreation opportunities, a lot of adventure. But yeah, time is precious these days. So you got to kind of take it when you can get it.
Yeah.
And you probably wish you had more free time to roam.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You, I mean, just in general, people.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair to say.
Yeah. Although there are some days I just want to sit on my butt in front of the TV.
Well, of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course there are. Because you're busy. But that's just the way it is. At the print fair, we'll have prints by artists that have exhibited at the museum before and some new ones as well. So we'll have prints by Nick Robleski, whose show will be up at that time. But we'll also have, I think Betsy Bowen is coming down. She's from Duluth. She had a big show at the museum, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago or something. We sold like 100 of her. I mean, we were selling her prints like nuts. So it was something that we definitely saw as a very positive reaction to her work. So anyway, we're really excited that she's coming back down. And there's going to be a bunch of other artists as well.
A question for you.
Yes.
Great River Shakespeare Festival is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That means the actors are back in town and things will probably be popping over at the museum, right? Some events, things like that.
You know, it's interesting since we've probably had one of the better springs that we've ever had. And that could be a result of two things. That could be
the crap weather.
Well, it could be actually people wanting to be inside, but the crappy weather in the winter,
yeah,
I think probably intensified our cabin fever a little bit to get out. And so, yeah, people are getting out. But the other thing is the Sarah Lubinsky exhibition and the Japanese print exhibition have been, I think, really, really strong. We also have a great show by William Bradford, which are paintings of the Arctic, which are really, really fantastic. Very sort of exotic, but in a different way than the Japanese prints. But you're talking about Shakespeare. We have a, last year we did part one, Shakespeare prints from the Ralph Nemec collection.
Right.
By Rockwell Kent. So Ralph Nemec is a collector from New York who has more or less, speaking of collecting prints, is more or less dedicated his life to collecting mostly Rockwell Kent prints. Rockwell Kent was the, he was the illustrator for Melville's Moby Dick, which I think was like the 32 edition or something like that. And he also illustrated the complete works of William Shakespeare. And so anyway, that's obviously where we get into doing a Shakespeare-themed exhibition during the Shakespeare Festival. So that actually opens up on June 25th, and it'll run throughout the festival.
Great. Mm-hmm. So he'll be back in town.
Yeah, he's coming down to help set up the show, and then we'll bring him back to help take down the show as well.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Free Student Tuesday is still happening throughout the summer, even though...
Yeah.
Yep.
Always.
Uh-huh.
Every Tuesday is free at the museum for students of all ages.
Excellent.
Yes.
And then volunteers are needed.
Yeah. So we recently announced big, giant plans for the year. We have actually...
Another edition.
Five,
that's right.
Yeah. We have five new masterpieces. We only actually have room to display two of them. So two of them are up. We have a big, gorgeous Hudson River School painting by William Mason Brown, which is on display in our atrium right now. And an early American modernist named John Marin. We have a painting of his from off the coast of Maine, I think. Big, beautiful, thick, painted, abstract, kind of really energetic, lovely painting. I love it. But anyway, we had room basically to show those two paintings. But there's three big, very, very large 19th century American Hudson River School masterpieces that we can't display until we expand. So we developed a plan. We secured a very generous donation from the Richard and Jane Manoogian Foundation out of Michigan. Received some more local support, and we are expanding a 4,000 square foot gallery to accommodate some very large, amazing American masterpieces.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Opening up this fall.
Wow, you guys are just knocking it out.
Yeah, that's
expansion.
That's what we do.
You're going to take out the little the business next door down the road?
The port?
The port.
I really doubt that's going to happen.
Sorry, guys, we need more room.
Yeah, we need more space. Can you guys just scoot over a little? No, yeah. No, I don't see that happening.
Okay.
No. it is pretty impressive. I think the growth of the collections
Huge.
Has been amazing, and then the growth of the facility has responded very well, and we're pretty soon to be kind of a big museum. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom visited last weekend, brought her sister.
Did she?
Yeah, and was really impressed. She's like, I don't know anywhere that I can go and see this kind of a collection.
Mm-hmm. And actually see it without fighting the crowds.
Right, exactly. She's like, this is really amazing.
Yeah.
And it blew them both away.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Just so you know, you're doing your job.
It's the job is made much easier by really good art.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I get lots of credit where credit might be more so directed at works of art being awesome and Andy being the face of the museum.
Excellent.
Well, but I'm happy to take whatever credit you'd like to throw at me.
Well, more information about the Marine Art Museum can be found at mmam.org.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Minnesota Marine Art Museum.
Yep. mmam.org.
Right. Shortened. Truncated from what it used to be.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Brand new logo, brand new website, and Facebook page. And the gift shop also has a Facebook page. You want to check that because sometimes you do special discounts on that.
Yeah. And also, we're doing community events this summer, Mississippi Sippin'.
Oh, that's right.
Beginning in June, June, July, August, September, every first and third Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. We hang out by the river and we pull out a grill and it's really casual food, casual drinks, and basically just a community event, a reason to sit down and with good people and beautiful environment and share a drink and hopefully a hamburger or something. Anyway, that's going to be starting up real soon from 5 to 7 p.m. the first and third Tuesday. And when we announce cancellations, which this year it appears to be that if it doesn't stop raining, if our prediction is indeed correct, that it is going to rain until the end of time, then we'll probably have a lot of cancellations. And the way to find out about those cancellations is to like us on Facebook.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're about to take you through all the happenings in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. Be prepared to write down all the events you may be attending this week. You're listening to Don't You Know with Terry Tenseth and Doug Westerman.
Happy Monday.
Oh, boy.
Did you take the ARC in?
I like those, too. They're fun.
Yeah.
No, I started to take the ARC in, but... started to rain again, so yeah. I left a lot of the tools out and a number of supplies so I can start again. I've got two penguins and two alligators and a couple cows, and that's it. We're still gathering animals.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I got a cat.
You've got a cat.
Well, I've got
you
one cat we need to get rid of.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay, so what was I going to ask you? It was pertinent. Oh. I couldn't say this to Andy before he had to scoot out of here.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants from over there wants to give us a phone call, if they do cancel sipping, we'd be happy to announce it on the air for
you.
You
got it.
Because yes, you want to use your social media outlets, but why not use your media partners as well?
Right.
Ooh.
Help me.
Help you.
Help you.
Speaking
help me.
Of that,
help you. Help me. Help you.
People helping each other. Mississippi Medley group run tonight at 5:30 meets at the Visitor Center. This is a weekly run. It's free to all community members. And basically, it's a go at your own pace, and all paces are welcome. And there's a supervisor there. So in case, let's say you need an inhaler, we got you covered.
Do you have one?
I do, actually. Oh, okay. I have seasonal allergies. Yeah.
Okay. What's this?
Minsure.
Do you want me to
enroll? Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start there. Minsure has open enrollment tomorrow, and the folks at Live Well, it's not tomorrow, but the folks at Live Well Winona are going to help you with open enrolling with Minsure tomorrow from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Jacob Grippen, do we know him? Is he an artist?
I don't know. He's somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's somebody else.
He helps with a lot of organizational
Okay.
things.
Call Jacob. Here's his phone number, 651-238-3743 or jacob.gribben.
Grippen.
Jacob.
Wow, it's Monday. Jacob.Grippen, that's with two P's, at state.mn.us.
Dear Jacob, I tried to mix your name with the word bacon. Love, Doug.
I think Jacob helps out. If it's the same Jacob, I think it's the one that helps out with Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's where I got mixed up.
Right. Winona Health Minnesota Performance Excellent Award Celebration is taking place Tuesday from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Winona Health Clinic first floor. Join us for the Minnesota Performance Excellent Award Celebration. This is the highest state award, quality award an organization can attain. Enjoy light appetizers beginning at 5:30, and there will be a program at 6. The celebration is free and open to the community.
What else is happening at Winona Health?
There's a breastfeeding class, Doug, at Winona Health on Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30. This is a special one-evening class dedicated to preparing you for breastfeeding your baby. The cost of the class is $10 per couple, and you can register online.
This Wednesday morning, beginning at 7, lasting for an hour, it says here, as it's the walk and bike to school. As part of the walk and bike to school month, elementary school students can participate in the Winona walk, bike, and roll to school events. The event is a fun way to motivate kids and become more physically active. Drop off your students at the appropriate locations by 7:15. Adult volunteers will walk, bike, and roll with the group to school. Volunteers are needed. If you're available on any or all dates, please go to livewellwinona.volunteerlocal.com/volunteer.
You got it. Or just click livewellwinona.org and find it through there.
There you go.
Because the different pickup sites are also there.
They're all different.
Yeah.
Free Supper Wednesday with Wesley United Methodist Church. Happens every week. Where is that again?
Main and Broadway.
Thank you. Free supper every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:15. There's a faith formation following supper at 6:15 for ages 3 and older, and child care is available from infant till 2.
You got it.
Hang on. You start today? Okay.
Good. Students on the air coming up.
Chris Wanless, ladies and gentlemen.
At 1 o'clock or whenever we finish this. Wine tasting at Trempealeau Hotel is taking place Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. If you're looking for a first-hand tasting experience with the new wines from their wine list, this is it. Mike Fritz Madden of Nelke Liquors sports a mighty fine nose and has 20-plus years of experience in the wonderful world of wine, and he will make sure you have some especially paired nibbles on offer to keep your head straight and your palate cleansed. Not only will you receive a coupon for $5 off any purchases, you'll get $5 off any bottle on that day at the Trempealeau Hotel.
Usually like an oyster cracker. Mm-hmm. You know, the little soda cracker.
Something. Sometimes there's other
cleanses the palate and some water.
Yeah.
Good palate cleansers when you're doing a wine
TrempealeauHotel.com for more information.
This Wednesday, the 14th, and again on the 29th, it's Wine and Canvas. Something new at Signatures.
Right. The cost, by the way, is $35 per person, I think. So
for the Trempealeau tasting.
No. For the canvas experience you're about to read.
Why don't you wait till the end?
Because I was going to forget.
Premature price elation.
You got it.
Gotcha.
Just go for it.
Okay.
It's a cool event.
Anyway, new event at Signatures called Wine and Canvas Painting Class with Cocktails. Interesting. It's a fun way
it's
gonna to
It's going to turn out impressionistic or modern, one or the other.
Is that a Picasso? No, it's me on Chardonnay. Okay, back to serious face. This is a fun way to receive painting instruction. Have a glass with no muss or no fuss. Everything's included. Check out all the details at a website that's too long. Go to wineandcanvas.com.
And click on events.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, look. Wednesday night, what a surprise. Jake Illica at Ed's No Name Bar,
with
beginning
friends.
At 9. Well, yeah, he knows everybody. And if you think you're funny, thank you. Big Boobs Comedy Show, open mic night. And I like to say it all the time, bring your A material. Because I think I'm pretty funny, and I'd be scared to death to
I would be, too. 10 p.m.
Scared to death.
I think it's on the main floor of Boobs, too, by the fireplace.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Not in the basement?
I don't think so.
Love the basement.
I love the basement, but I think this is open mic night. We want everybody to feel like they don't have to be in the basement to try it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's one for you.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why Waldo wears stripes?
Why?
He doesn't want to be spotted.
Oh, man.
See, that's why I don't do it.
Yeah. CPR recertification for healthcare providers is taking place Thursday at 8 a.m. at the Winona Health B.A. Miller Auditorium. Please stop in the HR staff development to pick up a book to cover the class. It's a refresher course, and participants will receive an update on the skills of CPR for victims of all ages, including how to use the automated external defibrillator, how to relieve choking, and how to recognize and respond to emergencies such as sudden cardiac arrest. Cost for this class is $60. And again, you can register at winonahealth.com.
This Thursday, May 15th, not only is it Scott Westerman's birthday,
hi, Scott.
There's a spring frame show where local law enforcement will show you how to commit a crime and then put the blame on someone else.
No,
I'm
it's
totally
not
joking. No, it's
no,
not.
But Scotty, it is your birthday. Seriously,
no,
avoid that.
Seriously, serious face again. This Thursday from 9 until 6 p.m., Winona Health is going to have a free frame show, a spring frame show, not free frames, a spring frame show. During the event, the Eye Care Center is offering 25% discounts on complete pairs of glasses. Prescriptions from other optical shops are welcome. If you have a question, call this number. 474-3354. That's easy. Yeah. 474-3354, the spring frame show.
2014 Special Athletic Competition Track and Field takes place Thursday at 9:15 a.m. at Paul Giel Field, which is connected to Jefferson Elementary School. In case of rain, the event will be at St. Mary's Fieldhouse. This event is for students from kindergarten through high school who have varying abilities to compete. The event is sponsored by the Winona Area Public Schools and the Kiwanis Club. Winona Health celebrates women. Why not?
I love
who
women.
Who doesn't? Thursday.
My wife's a woman.
Thursday from 3:30 to 5:30 at the third floor clinic. Get to know your women's health providers. Stop in for quick information sessions by your women's health providers and check out the various health-related booths, which will be prenatal care, contraception advice, safety and prevention, schedule your mammogram, free hand massages, and more. The event is free and includes light refreshments. More information will be coming soon. If you have questions, you can call 457-4161. Again, 457-4161.
Sometimes I wish radio was a visual medium.
I think imagination is, well...
it's appreciated.
Yeah, it's there.
But I just kind of wish people could see us in here
mm-hmm.
and the faces we make.
We can make that happen, buddy.
Okay. This Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. Do we have a location?
No, we'll but there's a phone number.
Okay. Widowed Persons Social Group has dinner every Thursday at 5:30 at one of the following restaurants. It's either going to be at the Winona Family Restaurant, Old Country, which is the Old Country Kitchen, Culver's, and
or Timbers.
Okay. The phone number to call. I'm going to give you one number. Okay. 452-8334. 452-8334. Widow Persons Social Group. Okay.
The Old Fashions take the stage at As No Name Bar Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Yes,
that's Mike
do.
Munson, Sarah Johnson, and there's one other person that I'm forgetting the name of. Forgive
How would
me.
You describe their music?
Good kind of old timey stuff. So, okay. Happy 20th birthday, Habitat for Humanity. They're celebrating with their annual dinner and auction at the Visions Events Center Friday, May 16th. $40 a ticket can be purchased at Habitat for Humanity or by calling Habitat for Humanity. There will be no tickets available at the door. So 6 o'clock is a social hour and the silent auction opens. 7 o'clock is dinner and program. And at 8 o'clock is dessert and live auction.
Comedy on Friday with Mike Brody at the Black Horse Bar and Grill, just down 61. And at 7 o'clock at the Acoustic Cafe, Darren Sarner and Larry Price will be on stage at the Acoustic Cafe.
Usually that's 8 o'clock, though.
I know, and I double-checked it.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Oh, I thought it was weird, too. I go,
yeah.
Huh?
Friday at Ed's at 9 o'clock, it's We Are the Willows with Cuddle Magic and Aja Gildersleeve.
Oh, yeah, it is 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Say that again?
Yes.
No, don't.
Birding by Mini Train is taking place Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon at Wings Over Alma in Alma, Wisconsin. Okay, along with the Chippewa Valley Motor Car Association, they're sponsoring our Spring Birding by Mini Train event. Okay, well, so what is this? The event begins on Highway 25 just south of Duran, Wisconsin. The open-air train cars run on 8 miles of abandoned train tracks that run through the Tiffany State Wildlife Area in Chippewa River Bottoms, locally referred to as the Tiffany Bottoms, not a friend named Tiffany with her bottom. You will have an opportunity to view some of the 100,000 birds who use the bottomlands as a resting place during their spring migration.
What?
The $40 fee includes the train ride, knowledgeable birding guides, and lunch. For comfort, guests often bring blankets or cushions.
Good idea.
I just want to say this. There's a porta potty on the caboose.
Interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Please register in advance through Wings Over Alma at 608-685-3303. Again, 608-685-3303.
Hang on. My mind is racing. And good. Okay. Saturday morning, beginning at 7:30, running until 1, it's the return of the Winona Farmers Market. It's at the corner of 2nd and Main.
You got it.
It's your produce. It's your crafts. It's your
coffee,
soaps, correct?
Flowers,
all sorts of things.
Now, the farmer's market is only Saturdays now.
Yeah,
so this is your time to get it. There's a runner's clinic on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Gunnarsson Sports Medicine Center at Riverfront Street here in Winona. Runners of all ages and abilities can receive comprehensive injury evaluations, built insurance, personalized treatment plans for new or reoccurring injuries, 2D gait assessments, and running shoe recommendations to enhance form and technique. That's $50. And instructions for home exercise programs. To schedule an appointment, call 507-454-8700. Again, 454-8700, and walk-ins are welcome.
Here's the evaluation of Doug. You know, you're tied up tighter than an 8-day clock. I said, yeah, I don't stretch much. Well, you should. I don't like to. I just like to get up and run. Okay? guess what's happening Saturday in Minnesota City?
Is it Minnesota City Day?
It's Minnesota City Day.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really quite amazing. Gets underway early and runs, gets underway early about 8:30 in the morning, runs all day. There's a waffle breakfast. 162nd anniversary of Minnesota City, founded in 1852, 100 years before I was born. The program includes historical displays, Dad's Belgian Waffle Breakfast, a book giveaway, a quilt display, and discussions of Winona and Southwest Railroad. The event runs from, it says 8:30 to 11, but I think it's going to run all day, is it not?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Various sites in the village of Minnesota City. Minnesota City Historical Association is sponsoring the event. Garvin Brook Disaster Relief Fund and Minnesota City First Responders sponsoring the Waffle Breakfast. MinnesotaCity.org, the website to go to for more information on Minnesota City Day.
Cars and Coffee's in downtown Rochester Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock. Basically,
nice wheels.
Teaming up to bring you the best of the best cars in the area, right?
Yeah, I think they're going to have like different themes. Like one week we'll have muscle cars. I think it's a once a month deal.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Armed Forces, it's time to show your appreciation, maybe learn a little bit more. Fort McCoy Armed Forces Day is having an open house on Saturday from 9 to 3. It's a family-oriented event, free and open to the public. Many activities are planned, including personalized ID tags, camouflage face painting, a natural resources display, police and fire department equipment, an interactive marksmanship gallery, and much more. The event will take place in the post-historic commemorative area. Visitors should enter the installation via Gate 15 off of Highway 21 between Sparta and Toma. Adults should have a photo ID. More information available at www.mccoyarmy.mil for military.
This is an interesting
The Standstill Parade. I participated in some of these.
I remember this. The Whalen Standstill Parade. Where does this happen?
Whalen.
Which is a town
Minnesota.
Here?
Yeah. It's in Minnesota.
Where?
In Whalen.
Geographically
It's probably
speaking?
Within an hour.
Okay. Anyway. It's a parade like you've never seen before. The parade stands still while the spectators move. Brilliant idea. Think how good that would be for the marching bands. They wouldn't have to march.
Mm-hmm.
Music, food, children's game, pie eating contest, artists, crafters, and a lot more. Standstillparade.org for more information and better idea where Whalen is, because we seem to be geographically bankrupt.
We're challenged. Yeah. Touch a Truck is happening May 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in Winona. The purpose of this free event, which is open to the public, is to give kids of all ages the opportunity to explore trucks, vehicles, pose for photos, learn what trucks do, and ask the vehicle operator questions about all the different components of their trucks. Vehicles such as construction, emergency, transportation, military, utility, delivery will be available to experience. Along with exploring vehicles, there will be a Play Streets event sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota and hosted by Live Well Winona. Select downtown streets will be closed to motorized traffic to allow kids and adults to participate in activities designed to promote health and wellness through increased physical activity. A free bike valet will be available to encourage.
Can I bring you a donut?
Yeah. During a Live Well Winona event.
Here's my keys. Bring me a donut.
Available to encourage active transportation to the event, along with a youth bike rodeo to promote bike safety. Again, that's Saturday from 10 to 2.
I'm afraid of reggae names. Will you take that?
Reggae Fest at Trempolo Hotel is taking place Saturday from 2 to 11. Are you ready, Ragamuffins?
Wow.
It's the 24th annual one. Okay, three outdoor bars, a big top tent, arts and crafts, jerk chicken, Jamaican slaw, red stripe silos, and more fun than you can have anywhere north of the islands. Check out this year's lineup. Tug from La Crosse gets things started at 2 with their unique mix of roots reggae, fun-loving Rasta rock, and dance all day attitude. Then get ready for King Razjan, or Razjan, and the Coolie Connection. At 5 p.m., King John hails from Tanzania, and his reggae dance hall and lovers rock will make you feel the sand between your toes. At 8 p.m., welcome Kojo. They play reggae, of course, but the guys and gals from St. Lucia, Jamaica, and Milwaukee also have a fine grip on soca, calypso, and are guaranteed to turn the Mississippi into the Caribbean Sea. It actually says it's spelt like that. I'm not trying to fake anything. And just to make sure you don't lose the groove between your bands, DJ Trick Room, is that it? We'll spin vintage reggae vinyl between every set. Bring a blanket, and let the reggae vibes put sunshine in your heart. Tickets are $17 in advance and $22 at the door and available at the hotel online at TrempoloHotel.com and at these outlets: People's Food Co-op, Dave's Guitar Shop, and Deaf Ear Music. On Alaska, Blue Heron Bicycle Works, here in Winona, Hearts Music.
Do you have a hunch why I wanted you to read that?
Why?
Because there was just so many things I was going to stop. You're going to be correcting me. See, I know my strengths and weaknesses.
I have the same weaknesses, though, so sometimes it's not a fair...
But you pass them off much better than I do. I sound like a complete dope.
No, you don't.
Okay. Saturday afternoon, as part of the Wings Over Almanac... Or at
we're,
the Wings
we
Over...
We already did that.
We did?
Yeah, we're on Tanner Breathhorst.
Saturday night on the music scene, Tanner Breathhorst will be at the Acoustic Cafe. Tanner is a musician from here in Winona. He plays a wide variety of music, usually sticks to playing folk and bluegrass tunes. Down the street and up the road at Ed's at 9 o'clock. It is
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
It's a big show.
It says doors at 8, show at 9.
Mm.
Didn't have to correct me there, sweetheart.
You're going to want to be there at 8 because guess who's playing?
Heatbox?
Yes! Yes! It's Heatbox. He's back! It's been
Who is
like
he?
9 months. The man with the power glove. He performs with a Nintendo power glove. Do I need to say anything else?
Wow. Very good. Presale online tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
Yeah. Special guests Bros Against Gods featuring Hyphoon and Urine. Or hyphen? Hyphen, sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't, yeah, see, that's me today. And Urine.
No.
Mm-hmm. Heatbox, a.k.a. the One Man Entertainment System, is Minneapolis-based creative force known for his innovative live performance and uniquely diverse set of creative gifts. Heatbox effortlessly blends vocal percussion and vocal turntablism with simulation of horns, strings, musical instruments, and various sonic anomalies. But that's not all. He has mastered a wide range of music technologies while grounding them in a firm understanding of quality songwriting, singing, and the underlying power of the creative expression via live performance. You need to come and see this. It's like hip-hop community and jam music scene. That's what it is.
So it's not super busy, but busy enough.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very good. Okay. KQAL, original programming this week. Outside of this show, which is about as original as it gets.
No.
Tomorrow, Art Beat is at 12:30.
Yes, professor from the English department, April Herdon, is the author of the book Fat Blame. She's going to come and talk to us about her research and her personal feelings on the war on obesity.
Okay.
And her process in writing the book.
Wednesday afternoon at 12:30, it's Hollywood, Minnesota with Nathan Wardinsky. He'll be speaking with Sherry Anderson, a Minnesota-based producer and director. Wednesday night, it's the live feed.
It's Over the Back
at
Fence.
6:30. Yep.
Yep. Community variety show. It's a special thing we air once a month. The over theme, yeah, from Lanesboro.
Lanesboro. I'm doing this with my head. You can't see it on the radio.
And the theme this past week was the 9 to 5.
Okay. The grind.
Yeah.
Okay. Culture Click, 12:30. Thursday.
The Semi culture, which has to do with different European nations. So we're going to learn about that. That's our coverage from Ibsen Festival.
Okay. And Friday night's live feed at 6:30.
Joey Ryan and the Inks. You're going to love it. It's pop, 60s feeling, just good music.
Were they at the
you
Midwest?
Look at me. This is what happens when I have just a little camera.
Were they at the Midwest Music Fest?
Yes, they were. And it was Juan who did the interview, so he will be doing the edit.
Did you
hear that, Juan?
Did you say
Juan?
Juan?
He actually says his name like that.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so we're not offending anybody?
No. Okay. Hopefully not. I'm going to play the outro music. Why don't you tell people how they can get on our community calendar?
It's oh so easy. You go to kql.org, click on calendar, scroll down to submit an event. Give yourself a couple weeks minimum, and so it's sitting on our calendar for a decent period of time, shall
we say.
You got it.
Alrighty, we have a free app on Apple and Android.
Yep, we do.
That's good. Keep it sober, Winona. You know, the streets are wet. You know, there could be traffic accidents.
More good advice.
And thank you, City.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support Hold for this on. Program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.
I just want to thank the city of Winona for finally filling in the potholes on Johnson Street.
How about that?
Yeah. I felt like I was playing Frogger with my car every day.
I thought I was going to, like, the suspension was just going to go through the freaking back wheel wells.
When you have a hole that's over 2 feet long and 2 feet deep,
yeah.
Well, no, 6 inches deep, that's a problem.
KQAL Winona. We just legally identified the radio station for Chris Wanless, who's brazen enough to wear a Blackhawks t-shirt after last night's 2-1
win.
Yeah,
what's going on with that, buddy? Oh, yeah. I raised the roof, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hit AP Radio News. I'm going to hit AP Radio News, and Chris can get his stuff together for his show.
Time. Okay.